Hello.
Hi, this is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is this Lisa?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. So I received your request for information through our
Yes.
website, and
Yes.
so I just want to give you a ring. Now's a good time for you.
Sure.
Okay, great. So so you looks like we had sent you the pre-qualified offer for financing for capital and equipment.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. So, and it looks like here you're interested in working capital. So, what exactly did you want to do with the money?
Well, actually, I was looking to pay off an existing capital. I know you don't call it a loan, but for lack of better words, that's what I'll call it.
Yeah.
To pay off one, and then hopefully have a little bit extra so that I can take care of a couple of things with regards to our business.
Okay, so tell me about the current loan you have. Is how much is the balance there?
It's about four, I figured it out this morning. It was about 14,000 and 15,000.
Okay, who's that with?
National Business Funding. Might have the name of it wrong, but it's
No, I
something
know.
like that.
I think
I apologize. I'm not at home in front of the
No,
paperwork.
you don't no, don't apologize. I think I know who you're talking about. National funding. I'm pretty
Yeah.
familiar. Okay. And yeah, I've been doing this a long time, so I'm pretty familiar with I hear things like this all the time, so I'm pretty good at piecing it together. So it's okay. So what was the original balance on there? Just approximate everything was
18,100.
18,100? Okay. And what was the term they gave you? How long of a loan did they give you?
4 months.
Okay. So ideally, what we'd like to do is pay that off. So just to give you a little info, because I don't want to give you more than you need, but when we pay off a loan like this, because we want to be part of your business growing and everything, our guidelines are to net you at least what we pay off. So if you owe them 14,000, we would have to give you an additional 14,000. So is that
Okay.
too much, or is that does that work,
It's
or?
not too much. I just would want to make sure that like I'm basically trying to get a better deal in terms of payoff and whatnot, so that if I on in terms of borrowing more, I'm not like that much further in the hole in terms of
Yeah.
paying off the daily totals.
Okay. How come let me ask one more question. So if you they gave you 18,100, what was the total payback over 4 months?
Like 24,000 and change.
Wow. Yeah, I think it might be best if we gave you 28,000 and try to get you on a much longer term, try to get
Okay.
you a much better deal. Did you have any trouble with keeping up with the payments with them?
No, not at all. I mean, it's only been a
Okay.
couple of weeks, and I know that if I pay back within 30 days, I don't have to pay more than what I owe. Like, if I pay back within 30 days, I would only have to pay them up to the 18,100.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, that's what I read in the terms that they gave me.
Excellent. Okay. That's perfect. All right. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. We have terms that go up to 3 years. We were the first bank to launch that program. Actually, it was in August for unsecured working capital loans. And we have daily, weekly, and monthly payment options. So
Okay.
we're definitely a lot more flexible. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say the only problem that I have is that I don't have great credit, which I'm trying to build a relationship with a company like yours,
mm-hmm.
you know, if everything works out.
Yeah, it's good.
But I do have, I do show deposits that are significant in my checking account.
Okay, so what do those deposits look like every month?
It's roughly around $40,000 a month.
Oh, okay. That's
and the only
good.
Other
so,
thing, too, just that I just want to kind of throw everything out there. The only other thing, which I know is kind of an issue, number one, I had a, with another company, I had a loan that had defaulted, and I'm in the process of making payments on that. And then the other thing, because I know it's an issue, is I've had a couple of NSF.
Okay, so how many NSFs a month are you having recently?
Well, I have a few just because sometimes I'm lazy in terms of getting the deposits. I'm not lazy, it's just that the day gets away from me. In terms of getting the deposits back in, I've only had like two checks that were returned, but sometimes my account goes under and I end up paying fees. And when I say two returns, that's within the last 3 months.
Oh, okay. So I just want to make sure, are you having maybe, I'm hoping, less than five NSFs a month?
Say that again. I'm sorry. All of a sudden you're breaking out.
Are you having about five NSFs per month or less?
I would say about that, yeah.
Okay, well, it's not bad. I mean, we get a little bit more, I don't know, I guess conservative when it's above 10. So if you're having about 5 months or less, that should be no problem.
Okay.
We understand. You know, we've been working with small businesses almost 14 years. We know how it goes. You know, you're just moving money from here to there. So I just want to kind of get a clear picture. I know your credit wasn't great, but I feel like a lot of times people are really harder on themselves or maybe too hard on themselves. What was your credit score the last time they got checked or maybe with? Did National Funding tell you?
When was the last time what?
Did National Funding tell you what your credit score was?
They did not know. But
really?
I've been working with a credit counseling company as well. And it's somewhere like, and this is John's, it's somewhere between, I think it's averaging like 580 to 600.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we could definitely help you then. Okay. All right, and how long ago was the loan that you defaulted on? How long ago was that?
It was last year.
Okay. All right. Well, I think the reason I ask about the National Funding payment history always is we always like to see you have a recent solid history there, you know, so that's going to be a strong case for your file. So that's good. So now we have your business that it was started in 2009. Is that accurate?
The Rhode Island renovations actually was started in 2000, and under this EIN, it was started under 2014, the end of 2014. We've been in business with John's Carpentry Service since 2001, but in 2010, we had a child that had passed away, and we had taken the Rhode Island renovations name out originally. To give it to him, and then of course he passed away, and we kind of held on to it for a while, and then I just resubmitted it under a different EIN number because we hadn't done anything with it from 2009
to 2014. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I just want to be clear. We had the business as John's Carpentry, so should I go ahead and make Rhode Island renovations?
Yes, it's Rhode Island renovations. I thought I had to put that online on the application. And the EIN, the 47 that I put on the application is also for the Rhode Island renovations.
Oh, okay. Okay. And is Rhode Island renovations, is that a sole proprietorship, LLC?
It's a corporation.
Okay. All right, perfect. And do you guys have is let me see here. So is John your business partner?
Yes, my husband.
Okay. And what's the ownership breakdown? Are you guys 50-50?
Yes.
Okay. And let me see here. Is this a home-based business or you guys have an office?
Yes, it's a home-based business.
Okay. And do you rent or own your home?
Own.
Okay. And what's your monthly mortgage?
2036.
Okay. So this is it's pretty straightforward. I'm gonna go ahead and email you. You know exactly what we need for your approval. You know, the bank statements. We ask for 6 months. I think it helps us get a better approval for you. And yeah, it's a couple pages out of the 2000. Have you filed for 2015 yet?
Not my taxes now.
Okay, no problem. 2014 is fine. We just want to see the first page of your business tax return, and then the
That's
Schedule
not completed
K-1.
either. The 2014 isn't completed either. And my accountant is on vacation.
All right, well, we might be able to go ahead and begin the approval process, but it might come up in funding. So we might have a program where we'll be able to use it without it. I'll work with underwriting to see what the best solution is at that point.
Okay.
You know, so at least we can get the ball rolling and see what the numbers look like for you.
Okay. That's
All
great.
right, Lisa, I'll go ahead and email you the next 10 minutes and we'll take it from there, okay?
No problem. I didn't mean to be so com make it so complicated for you. Sorry.
No, you're great. You're great. You're great.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye.